Shadow Play by Joseph O'Connor. A girl in radiant yellow emerges from the shadowed alley by the dairy, a yoke of blackened milk cans borne crossways on her left shoulder. She regards him for a moment as she passes on the footpath with an after aroma of sweet, warm soap. Her bare feet are white, her brown hair loose, a crucifix in the bosom of her chemise. He finds himself recollecting a morning in Paris, when stopping on his way to visit the crypt at Notre Dame, he had been approached in the street by a dark-eyed girl who had asked him for directions to the Mabillon. She was Irish, a Dubliner. She thought him an Englishman, and for some reason he didn't say he wasn't. He knew what was happening, had read in his Gentleman's Guide to Paris that this was how such girls approached one. She had spoken of the weather, of the bookstalls by the Seine, as the students hurried by to their lectures at the university, and then she had asked, in almost a whisper, if he wished to accompany her to a room. It was nearby, she said, off the Rue des Canettes. She spoke quietly, without shame. He had been afraid to do so, and had sent her away. He had not the 20 francs, he told her.
10, then, sir. There's no need to be shy.
He had given her what he could spare, but he had not gone with her.